When Steven is away, the boys will play. This is Dave Landau, and I'm going to be hosting this episode of Louder with Crowder. Go ahead and listen on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere that has podcasts. And do us a favor, leave us a review, say how great it is, and how nice I look without my shirt on. Also, go to the Blaze TV and subscribe, watch us, get a cup or a mug, as they call it, hashtag Mug Club, hashtag Louder with Landau.
Louder with Crowder is brought to you in part by Crowdershop.com. Support the fight. Go buy some merchandise at the shop. It's a great conversation starter and irritates all the right people. Crowdershop.com.
Ahoy, everybody, and welcome. Hi to Louder with Crowder with Dave. I'm happy to be hosting today as Steven is out tending to some business, but he'll be back in this chair tomorrow.
Business.
Oh, jeez.
You already went there.
What? Immediately we're pulled off?
That?
It's gone.
What? Yeah. Come on. He's a man. He's got needs. That's all I'm saying. Hey, come on. There's no girls in there in prison. All right. We got Gerald A. joining us today.
Hello.
Of course, I have Token Allen.
He's busy.
He's over here, but I'm going to take
Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim. That's what I call him because he's big.
Big old man.
Quarter black.
What's up? Going on,
and one of my favorite people, Crawdaddy Darren Crowder.
Oh, go on!
I call him the Crawdad. No, that's what I do.
You've literally never said that.
It's happened before.
I only on the show. I just say when I'm here, right now, where you can't reach me. He can though.
Oh, Stephen Crowder.
He's very fast.
That's true. Today we'll be talking about Dr. Fauci's latest stupid comments.
Good.
And the Olympics banning BLM apparel. Whoa. How do you like that?
Okay.
We'll also get to Elon Musk's SNL performance and question why we trust Bill and Melinda Gates with vaccines. Mm. And finally, is TikTok degenerate trash?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, very much.
It's certainly
a hard
correct.
Yes.
I don't have TikTok.
You don't?
No.
The TikTok. At least you don't say the TikTok.
Did I just say the TikTok?
No, you didn't. I'm saying you did it correctly.
Oh, good. Nice. I don't have to. Yeah, it's how I say. It's what I say to young kids. I don't have your TikTok.
Your TikTok out of here.
Like that body rock.
Oh, geez.
Dr. Fauci said that masks will be seasonal. Did you hear this?
Oh, well, that's good.
It's like a winter jacket. You can just put it on.
No.
Whenever we want to scare you to death, we will say this.
Yeah. You know, you're going to need it during certain seasons, like when it's 105 degrees outside and you want to faint while you're running.
Unbelievable.
He's the worst. Can I say that as an opinion?
I think that's okay.
That's an opinion.
Yeah. I think that's a lot.
That's not a medical opinion. We're not, challenging his credentials as a doctor.
He's been playing Simon Says with our faces for over a year. Where it's like,
I didn't say Simon.
Yeah, no. It's
now put on two masks. Yeah,
yes, not one. Ah, oh, you're stupid. Fauci also said that we will hopefully be close to normal by next Mother's Day.
Oh, that's wow. Good.
Why?
I thought the calendar was closer than that on masks.
Why, Fauci? You going to bring my mom back from the dead?
Ouch.
Oh.
Huh.
Let that sit for a while. Thanks.
Yeah,
that's poor choice of words.
Honestly, hasn't been normal in years,
yeah.
Fauci.
It's a very good point, Dave. Everybody's asking the question. CNN this morning was saying, does he mean we're going to have to wait a year? Or is he saying the next time we get to this holiday, things will be normal? And the doctor that they asked literally said, and I could not find the name of this doctor. I apologize. It was on CNN New Day this morning. said, actually, I think it's going to be about 2 to 3 years until I was like, oh, so it's worth it. Yeah. I thought they brought you on to challenge Dr. Fauci.
It'll be right up at the end of the election.
Not for everybody.
Who knew?
Was it Dr. Lemon?
No, thank God. This guy actually had some credentials and didn't cry.
Why do they keep... Yeah, he has a PhD in bawling. How many times have they named a holiday at this point as the marking, you know, of like, oh, yeah, by next Christmas, your kids will be able to open presents and not be in fear. What are you asking Santa for? Just life. I want my life back.
More masks, apparently.
Oh, Fauci. All right. The Olympic Committee has banned athletes from wearing BLM apparel.
There go their sales.
Yep, there you go. Well, they are an LLC. That's a fact. Athletes' protest and political messages have been banned from the Olympics.
Oh.
The ban includes raising the first ban. What? You shouldn't ban raising the fist. That's like the Olympic. Remember that?
That was the Black Power thing.
Yeah, but that was awesome. Yeah.
What, you can't raise a fist? Fun. I mean, that's a little over the
top. That was spontaneous.
How do I tell my wife that dinner needs to be ready?
They didn't say during the Olympics, like when you're watching them. They meant, you know, when the athletes are competing in them, Dave.
Oh, they can't
do it. So you're still in the clear.
So you shouldn't... Who's raising a fist when they're trying to win a race?
Well, I think they're talking about on the podium.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Shut up.
Athletes. Yeah, it's not very aerodynamic in the 100 meters.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really not. It's
right there. It's like that.
Yeah.
Well, so don't raise a fist. And there's also going to be no kneeling during the anthem. Well,
yeah.
I would hope
you wouldn't want to raise a fist while swimming.
No.
But then again, there wouldn't be any swimmers
that's true.
Raising a fist.
Hey, now.
I don't get the reference. And it was actually supported by a majority of the athletes in a survey. How you guys like that?
Oh.
They're saying, hey, you know who was especially fine with it? Asian gymnasts. They were like, we're not going to be wearing those. Stop hurting us.
It's not a good look.
That's actually what they said.
Please stop.
We actually think, though, the BLM should start their own Olympics in retaliation.
Yes.
Yeah. Here are 7+1 game suggestions for the BLM Olympics.
You forgot Sivan in the chamber.
Every time.
I know. There's
always one in the chamber.
It's terrible.
I just want to do a slurp real quick because I forgot.
Yeah, can you do it?
That's the opening slurp.
Don't hurt yourself.
But we're not professional.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot of crushed up pills in there. Which one do you want?
From last night.
All right. There'll be some rehab.
Number 7.
Lighting of the torch of a black owned business.
Oh, boom. He's just going to point at you. Yeah.
Number 6.
100 yard dash while carrying a flat screen.
That's got to be harder.
It's worse. Yeah,
that's pretty difficult.
But they're lighter today, so that's great. They're not like 100 pounds like they used to be.
That's true.
You know? No,
it's the size. It's awkward.
But they are stolen.
Yeah, it is. It is awkward. It's during a riot. You're running. It's hard.
Yeah.
Number 5, shot put through a window of a Starbucks.
Accuracy matters now.
That's true.
Never used to.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true. Number 4, cardboard dance-off. Number 3, Gerald A.
The drive-by athlon. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Hopefully
one.
With paintballs.
Yeah, if you want, but it won't be.
Permanent.
I mean, that's not a real sport then.
No. Maybe they'll use rubber bullets or tasers, right, female cops? No. Number 2, Darren.
Pole vaulting.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
I see.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's spelled different.
I see.
Number 1, mental gymnastics. And what's in the chamber? Freestyle sinking.
Oh,
you alluded to it earlier. And that is 7+1.
You forgot Sivan in the chamber.
Oh, I can't wait till that's up on websites later.
Yeah, looking for it.
It's going to be wonderful where it's just, it's so racist. No, it's just funny. It's all based on rioting. Done.
Context. Boom.
Call your boss, George. Do you guys still watch SNL?
No.
No, haven't for years.
Yes,
please.
Like you come were on. Gonna say yes.
That's rhetorical.
I don't know if you guys heard. Elon Musk hosted SNL over the weekend.
Yeah.
And it was worse than anyone was prepared for. And let's just take a look.
Would the defense like to call its first witness?
We would, Your Honor. The defense calls Wario.
The funniest thing about this clip.
He is foul and smelly as he eats a lot of garlic, his favorite food. Wow! Racist much?
Objection, he's eating garlic right now.
Yes, I hate for it to come out like this, but Luigi was sleeping with Princess Peach, Mario's wife.
This hurts.
You and I, we never sleep together.
I never touch him under the overall.
Huh. Well, if what you say is true, how do you explain these text messages? Hey, Luigi, my faucet's dripping. I need a plumber who can really lay some pipe.
You son of a bitch! You ruined my life!
Luigi, no!
He's got a red turtle shell!
There was so much crap he got earlier in the week from the cast that I feel like this was kind of a sabotage.
It feels a little bit like of a setup, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they did the plumber pipe joke, which hasn't been used since I hit on a woman last Saturday.
Hey. But did it work?
No.
Yeah. No. It's like they gave him like the arrested. Worst lines and the worst characters to play, and it's like, oh, go fail.
It's insane. It's a good thing that he has Asperger's, or he may have been offended by performing on it. Show where most of the cast isn't funny.
Can you die of embarrassment? Can you die of embarrassment by proxy? I mean, that was so hard to watch. I mean,
it was really bad. It also is not an appropriate.
That's par the course for SNL, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's not appropriate sketch either after the recent hate crimes with Mario.
They beat me and threw rocks at me because of my MAGA hat. It's not a MAGA. It's a Mario.
Nine seconds better than your whole sketch.
And cheaper.
Yes, way cheaper.
Way cheaper. Very, yeah.
I actually have one of my son just going, I'm a Luigi. And I'm like, I'm a Mario. And it's from like a year ago. I was way ahead of the curve, SNL.
Yeah, come on.
Of course, I'll never get an audition.
No.
Still waiting for that call. Offing.
Never.
It took them 45 years to put an Asian on. Then they want to tell everybody else they're racist. It's astonishing, isn't it?
A little anyway, behind the curve, yeah. But hey.
He's a gay Asian. Oh, two boxes.
It next also, time, get funny. Yeah,
well, they can't. Come on, two out of three ain't bad. It also seemed like they tried to make him walk back on any opinions or comments he's had in the past that were like slightly nonconforming.
Yeah. Look, I know I sometimes say or post strange things, but that's just how my brain works. To anyone I've offended, I just want to say I reinvented electric cars and I'm sending people to Mars in a rocket ship. Did you think I was also going to be a chill, normal dude?
It's not like Leron's always right about everything.
Yeah, what about that time we robbed a bank and he refused to wear a mask?
Okay, for a while, I thought masks were dumb. But now I admit, masks make sense.
Okay, see?
Jeez.
Nobody's wearing a mask in the sketch.
In the sketch.
They also paid audience members so they could legally come in and not wear masks before.
Really?
Yeah, they paid the audience.
Oh, that's right. They made them employees.
Yeah, so they could be like, oh, go ahead, come on in, rub each other.
He did have a bandana on, though.
He did, around his neck, which is essentially how serious everyone takes the mask.
Right.
What? No, it's just, I'm saying, have you been, I was on a plane this weekend, there's no more social distancing, but you have to wear the mask.
Oh.
Meanwhile, you can be right up on anybody who's morbidly obese with their face covered, except when they're eating, which is the whole flight.
Just grinding one.
It's like, wow, is that... I hate people that eat on... I know I'm getting off topic.
Yeah.
But people that eat food on planes, what are you doing before the plane?
You're just sitting there with your sandwich, like, can't wait to be somebody. So they have to smell this the whole time.
Like they just run on with their Subway sandwich or something.
That's what it is. They have like a giant, it's like, I'm just going to eat this.
I don't think it should be allowed.
The fish sandwich next to you.
You can feel the spittle on your.
Yeah, just be allowed. Eat it in the.
They're right next to you.
Yeah, you jackass.
Like you weren't waiting in line to get on the plane for half an hour.
That's what I mean. Like, where were you? You showed up last second with your stupid sandwich. Yeah, I can't wait to eat this giant six-footer on a plane, this party sub. Party
sub. I'll just let the entire row eat it with me.
Yeah, a little bit for everybody.
Sharing is caring,
People are
Dave.
Terrible. After the announcement that Elon would host the show, a lot of SNL cast members posted on social media that they were not happy about it. I don't know if you guys knew about that.
They're very sad.
Cast members A.D. Bryant and Sudi Green.
Who?
I have no idea. I'm sorry. Mo Green.
Can we get a lineup?
Yeah, I need pictures to go with these names.
A.D. Bryant, I know, is the she's curvier. And then Sudi Green, I have no idea. Shared a Bernie Sanders tweet about having the richest Americans hoarding all the wealth ahead of Elon's episode.
Ah, because that's what Elon is doing.
Well, you know, you don't...
Hoarding it.
It's just the only CEO I want to do a sketch with is Sherry O'Terry. Wow, that's a good, funny tweet. Remember when she was funny on the show? Like, a lot of you aren't?
No.
Anyway... If you're mad about him being rich, you probably shouldn't, I don't know, have had Julia Louis-Dreyfus on the show since they say her father's worth $4 billion.
Is that a lot?
I didn't know that.
That's what they say. She kind of denies it, but it's out there.
What'd she say? No, it's only $3 billion.
She's like, look, it's only
25%
of
that
millions.
Is a billionaire. Yeah, it's only
very, very wealthy. Yeah, it's just nice that I guess they're not used to it, though, having a rich guy on the show.
Yeah,
they're used to poor movie stars.
And he's worth less than Jerry Seinfeld, so there's...
Yeah, that's true. Seinfeld, he took all the residuals.
Yes.
Him and Larry David were like, this is for us. Jason Alexander's like, Dunstan checks in. Yes.
I'll take whatever anything. I can get.
Just makes you wonder, like, was this cast, like, mutiny to give him the bottom of the barrel sketches just because they don't like that he's not a far leftist and promotes free market capitalism? Again, SNL is awful. But this just seems especially awful, didn't it?
It did. And I mean, come on, the guy is literally building rocket ships and taking people to the stars again. And they're like, oh, we don't like you. Of any billionaire out there, wouldn't this be the one guy that you'd probably be like, yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was so confused whenever I saw this come out. I was like, is he controversial? Yeah. He's just Elon. Like, he's
Elon. Free market-ish. That's the Tesla.
But is that what it is?
No, he's, every automotive manufacturers somehow subsidize.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking them subsidies.
Well, yeah, a lot of it's like, we're made in America.
Yeah.
Assembled in Mexico. young children.
Because
he mentions, though, that he did, he's sending people to Mars during his Crispin Glover-esque awkward.
Well, and he took what he, so it was funny.
Solid reference.
This isn't really part of the show, but he talked about Dogecoin, right? He said made a joke about it with his mom. She's like, make sure it's not Dogecoin for my gift or something like that. And he's like, no, I wouldn't do that. And then it tanked right after that. Literally almost timed it perfectly. And then he said something like, actually, we're taking Doge to the moon.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the first cryptocurrency in space. It's like, oops, sorry.
Well, that's the thing about Doge is it's an unregulated stock market.
I know.
Where you can actually, if he went on and did that with stocks, they would arrest him in the segment.
Yeah.
But with this, he's like, hey, we invented money and it's worth your money.
It's made up.
It's supposed to not be worth anything.
I don't think these guys could have ever predicted this with the SEC and the regulators.
No.
Social media, you're not calling a move, you're causing it.
Yeah.
Someone with enough influence can cause markets to move. And
that's the Wild West again.
It is.
Well, they did it with GameStop.
Mm.
And then they bumped up Blockbuster and they were like, I'm sorry, we're still a company?
I wasn't even aware.
There was one in Oregon that's like, we're billionaires again.
That's right.
Speaking of billionaires, what a good segue.
Hey, that was nice.
Well, before we get into that, let's talk about this, though. Check out our merch store. We have a lot of great merch. We're looking for an Ahoy shirt to come through, talking to you.
Ahoy. Even.
Days, right? Ahoy, hoy. Come to the merch store. Go to it, crowdershop.com.
It's a lot.
.com.
That was more.
Wait,
like,
that's a different. Yeah,
that was a different .com. Yeah.
We don't want to mix those.
Not
up.
The other. No.
Or as Biden calls it, merchstore.com.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was Biden, though.
You're just quoting the president.
I'm literally
the vice president, former vice president.
It's what he said.
It's definitely what he said.
He's special.
Well, look, and make sure you guys comment on this show. Comment all the time.
Comment.
Now, but you can do it later.
Don't do it now. Me. Just write in here how great I am.
There you go.
And what size brassiere you think I wear. It's an A cup. I'm only training.
They're buds.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just buds. They're mosquito bites as and of now. But it, mother says on, they'll get bigger.
Moving on.
Mother says if I drink a lot of dairy, they're going to be good feeders.
That's not how it works.
What?
No.
It's not. Well, I think accurate. As we know earlier, Fauci, my mother's dead.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Okay. Basically.
He makes us sit in the uncomfortable silence.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's the best thing of comedy for me, though, is to let it hang. Because like, when you're first a comic, you just want laugh.
Yeah.
And then there's a point where you just want to hold it when it's the most uncomfortable to just watch what people do.
Yeah.
It's the best.
And then eventually, maybe they laugh, maybe they don't.
Usually they will laugh, but if they don't, it's because what you said is really offensive, and then you laugh.
Or unfunny.
See, somebody laughs.
No.
Like SNL. They just say a lot of unfunny stuff and hold and wait for the applause sign to light up.
I would imagine, that's like SNL crowds have to feel like that mother and daughter thing.
Yeah.
You saw the movie.
I did.
Movie Room.
Yeah.
Where they're buried outside and none of the neighbors were like, hey, you have a house that's underground covered in tarps. Just for years, they let that happen.
Yeah. Well,
but it's got to feel like when your attacker comes in and you're like, this is going to be bad. Your captor's just unzipping his fly. That's what an SNL crowd feels like.
That's got to be.
All right.
They know they have to laugh all night, no matter what. Whoa.
See that sign? It says applesauce. All right.
Nice.
Story two. Shouldn't have read that part.
That's not for me.
Why do we trust Bill and Melinda Gates with vaccines? Let's be honest.
That's a good question.
Last week, Bill and Melinda Gates announced that they're filing for divorce after 27 years of marriage.
Oh
my goodness.
What? Oh. He's a billionaire. Is there no doctor to fix that?
Oh, jeez.
She's a woman, right? Hey, could you guys in the edit bay make sure that she was born a woman? I don't want to get in trouble here. But that is, I don't want to misgender her, guys. That is, woo! That's billionaire, huh?
Really?
Did she always look that way? Like, all right, anyway. He's worth $130 billion.
We do have a photo of her, of their wedding day.
Oh, do you really?
Do you have a wedding day photo?
Yeah, we do. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She definitely.
I think she was a woman.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, certainly more feminine than now, and he's more feminine than then.
You add $100 billion. He's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And we actually have a photo of the future.
Together, yeah. Oh, she gets hotter. Nice.
It is male.
Honestly, I would rather bang Rourke. Just 3 weeks before the divorce, Melinda bought a $1.8 million cottage in Seattle. It's on fire.
Oh, geez.
And she officially became a billionaire after Bill transferred $2.4 billion in stocks.
Wow.
I mean, that sounded like a lot when
I
read it.
It's a deal.
But then it was just like, he's worth $130 billion, so that's not like a lot.
Well, yeah, but that's like saying, like, well, if you win the lottery, there's taxes. Do you know what I would do to that man for $2.4 billion?
Nothing that hasn't already been done.
Well, that's true.
Maybe not.
With his ex, who they get to go. You can go play putt-putt with her every weekend once a year.
Ah.
Well, that's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
And they talk about some kind of like a biotechnology, or they talk about nano whatever.
Yeah, I tell you what though, $2.4 billion in stocks wasn't in her beauty. That's a dollar in stocks, Darren. That's what I'm saying.
That's a tough one.
Just a rough looking lady. We actually did find out though why she's leaving Bill.
Oh.
Wow.
That, hey, those dance moves, though.
That's a special needs group. Money doesn't buy rhythm.
No, it certainly doesn't.
Why does he shop in the discount section of Kohl's?
Oh, my goodness. He's the bin.
It looks like everything he wears is from a dollar store.
Frugal.
Just man. Cosby sweaters. You ever see him in a sweater?
Yeah.
It's just Cosby sweaters.
Sweaters from the 80s.
Yeah.
He was like, inspired.
Well, I am inspired a little bit by Cosby.
Just a little bit.
I also like his comedy.
And he goes to Cheap Cuts. That was a nice quad.
That's true. He does definitely. He looks like the bowl cut. When your mom would put a bowl on you.
Yeah.
You guys remember, right? Yeah. I don't. My mother's cool. Dead. Now, we can't make any assumptions.
Just setting us up.
Now, honestly, we can't make any assumptions as to what might have led to their marriage's demise.
Who knows?
But an employee of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation said Bill's ties to Jeffrey Epstein may have played into Melinda's decision to meet with divorce lawyers in 2019.
Mm. Yikes.
That is a rough thing to have to go talk to your husband about. Hey, you know the sex island with the kids? I happen to find some plane tickets.
Jeez. You never want a conversation to start like
point,
that.
Point of concern.
You remember your friend Jeffrey Epstein? Yeah, he's in the news.
Yeah, he I guess he killed himself in prison when the cameras went out. Yeah. Beat the shit out of himself and broke his own neck.
Yeah.
Didn't you sell the cameras to them?
Yeah.
Isn't that your technology, Bill?
Aren't you the one that came up with the glitch idea? I heard you on the phone. Glitch. It's amazing. I just want to see who killed them so I can shake their hand.
Yeah.
It's like, good work.
It's a ninja.
We don't mind.
It would be Hillary Clinton.
That'd be easy to track. True. If he's managing any money for Bill Gates, there's your trail, you know?
Oh, for sure.
That is, it's not the island.
Yeah, but it's Micro Hard, his company.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard him on the stand.
Different
though. He had a pine cone shaped penis, they say.
Oh.
He did. Like, that's how he was caught, because they were all like, no, it's weird looking. And he's like, you get all mad. He's like, no, it's not weird.
Like it's fat not at normal? The bottom, tip on the top, or fat on the top?
Well,
no, it was fat towards the bottom, which is, I don't know if that's worse, though.
That's not normal?
I don't.
No, mine's fat towards the top.
All right, stop. All right, moving on. And cut! Oh, that's right. Mine's, we're live.
Mine looks like Popeye's arm.
There you go. Oh, my
God. Oh, that was funny. I don't care. Something also pretty weird. Bill and Melinda had an argument that Bill could see his
agreement.
Ex.
Agreement.
Agreement.
Yes, agreement.
I'm sorry. I didn't learn to read.
Yeah.
First fist agreement.
I say, yeah.
Detroit.
Argument. The difference. Just argument.
Say, grew up in Detroit. Yeah.
Yes. Well, if you say agreement or argument, it applies the same in a relationship.
That's true, yeah.
It will turn into one or the other.
Papa Crowder likes to sit 17 feet from the mic, and so we're just making sure he's taken care of.
You didn't
of
have to point it out. Jeez. It could have happened and nobody
would even know. You got to call him out on it, because we've heard a little room noise.
He likes to be comfy. He's a tall man. When I look at him, I'm like, you are a tall man.
He sits in that chair better than anybody else that I've seen.
He does, because
you know,
it fits.
It's a skill, like anything else.
Well, you feel that it's not like you're, you know, a smaller person like, you know, our half Asian lawyer Bill, who doesn't quite fill out the chair.
Bill sits forward. He puts a couple of pillows.
It's not an Asian thing. I'm just saying he's smaller.
I didn't say it was an Asian thing. You did.
You did. You said hey.
He's petite.
I heard it.
I look like that paralyzed scientist with the computer voice.
Oh, jeez.
What's his name? I did.
That paralyzed
Hawkins.
Hawkins.
Stephen Hawking.
There you go.
Yeah. Hawking.
Yes.
Hawking.
There's so many Hawks. Don't know what to do with him.
He's died too, right?
He did, I believe. Yes.
It's so odd. He seemed in such good health. I know the secrets of the universe. Well, you can't walk.
Well, so, is it really that
part
worth
of it?
Jordan Peterson would tell him, well, make your bed first.
Make your bed.
Get your own house in order, then we'll talk about the universe.
Why don't you try cleaning a corner?
That's right.
One day. Just clean up a corner.
Standing up.
Yeah, just come on, wiggle a toe. No, you can't? Well, maybe you don't know everything.
Just wrong.
Pipe down about your black holes.
Yeah.
Speaking of black holes, Bill Gates. I guess it was a white hole. Bill and Melinda, they did have an agreement. I don't know who would ever mess up that word. That Bill could see his ex, Anne Winblad. Well, that's another sexy
name. What a name.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Windbland.
Just setting them up for us here.
I'm Windbland. And Windbland. I bet she's bland.
Ba-dum-bum.
No, look at her, though. Like the other one? Look at his wife.
Well, you know.
His wife dresses like a man going boating in 1988. Like, oh, honey, can you go put on a pair of them sexy Dockers?
They get me so hot.
Oh, my baby's wearing penny loafers. Oh, a good thing I'm sitting. They were allowed to meet at a North Carolina beach house one weekend a year to take beach walks and read about molecular biology.
Yep.
Yeah. That's like, what they're doing. You need to sit down to have an agreement with your wife for that? Sure, that's what was going on.
Yeah, we're going to read about molecular biology.
Yeah, Bill was like, we play putt-putt and we talk to one another.
Oh.
And it's a long weekend.
I bet that may have been the agreement, though.
Yeah, it's like, Bill Gates. It's kind of believable.
It's Bill Gates. She's probably like, oh, I'd love to have sex with you, but, you know, your face.
Yeah. Let's just talk about molecular biology.
Biology could be a cover for something else.
Though. I love you for your mind.
Well, biology is the study.
The general subject matter.
Of bomb-chicka-wow-wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Steven's studying molecular biology today.
Oh, geez.
That's why he's not here.
Oh.
Study.
Smart man.
You know what I'm saying, Gerald?
No, I have no idea.
A little you time.
No. No, it's not.
You don't ever have molecular biology studies at home?
I do, well, you know, we do other things.
Like what?
We host family for Mother's Day. Sorry about yours.
How was that? Yeah, I didn't have
family.
Yeah,
bring that up again.
Why does everybody keep talking about my dead mom?
Listen, you started it.
Wrong mom died.
Jeez.
No, it's fine. I don't. It was a long time ago. They marked it COVID.
Retroactively.
She voted last year.
Wayne County.
Yeah.
Hasn't stopped her.
You might be wondering, though, like we just talked about, who reads textbooks on molecular biology for fun, especially when they don't have a college degree?
Oh.
And why is Bill Gates funding and researching vaccines without any degree?
We're trusting his opinion, too.
It is strange, right? Like, Bill Gates' lack of experience has caused a lot of conspiracy theories to pop up around the COVID vaccine. But don't worry. Melinda assured us these crazy theories are not true.
I know my husband is not vaccinating people and putting a microchip in her arm because that technology doesn't even exist and he's never uttered the words out of his mouth. So,
Rami!
Does he just feed her testosterone soup?
Honey, take your daily dose.
Here you go. Here's more soup. Grow a beard for daddy.
Yeah.
Now speak for me.
I'm going to go to the old North Carolina biology ranch. While everything that made you kind of a woman before fades to dust.
Your voice is sounding feminine again. Here's your medicine.
Oh, what a... It's the best you could do?
Yeah, dude.
Was he with her before he invented everything?
I don't think so.
I don't think
not
so, no.
27 years, no. She would have come after
After
success.
At least some of it, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. So that was his trophy.
Yeah,
well, third place bowling trophy.
You're attracted to your own level of attractiveness, so maybe there's some of that.
I was going
to
say
Bill's
same
not
thing.
Actually, you know, a looker or anything here, you know, so.
That's well,
he was just like, grab that one.
I think he's adorable.
I think it's about money, though, when you get that much of it.
Yeah, you don't really go
You just
go
have
anywhere.
Whatever you want, right? Isn't that the goal?
Not in his case.
That's why I went to the island.
Oh,
it's pronounced Island.
I mean, have you seen this?
Island.
This is him on Epstein's Island.
Well,
there's Jeffrey Tambor who shaved his mustache.
Yeah. In fairness, if that was a dance-off, it would have been close to vote Bill off. The other ones weren't great either.
Yeah.
It was back in the day when you went bald, you didn't shave the fringe. Today they just go completely, take it down, but they left the fringe.
Yeah,
you
do the Picard horseshoe.
Yeah. Yeah, they had the horseshoe. It was okay to be bald.
Yeah.
It was the Costanza.
Yeah.
And that looked weak and nerdy, and now they shave it, and you're studly instantly.
Get
rid of the fringe.
Well, yeah, because it's all of a sudden you're like, oh, wow, he's Mr. Clean.
Unless you have
he meant to do that. Ted. He's not balding. Yeah. He meant to do that.
Oh, it's the Hulk Hogan.
That's right.
The Skullet.
Skullet. That was a beauty.
Yeah.
That's a good look when you see it on anyone in public. You know that they're unhinged.
Yes.
Like, whenever you see a guy with a skull, you're like, there's a man who has kicked a dog.
At least
and
once.
And brimming with confidence.
Oh, yeah. Where he's just like, got to put a cat in the microwave and go to the gas station.
Jeez.
Hold on.
There we go.
Notification bell. I don't know why that comes in there.
Ding.
Boom. Do that.
There we go.
Because subscriptions don't mean anything. Hit the notification bell.
Gerald A.
There you go.
Got my back.
I picked it up.
See you in the bathroom for the Heimlich later.
Nope. No, you will not.
Yes, you
not
will.
Not me. Yes, never.
I don't care if you're taller.
Nope.
I'll take you down, boy. Take you down to Chinatown.
Nice.
But Gates' track record with vaccines is a little muddled.
Just a little.
The Indian Journal of Medicine.
That's not a punchline, Dave.
I know.
Yeah, that's part of the...
Oh, well, there's a... Let's go to the cleanest country on the map. The Indian Journal of...
What could go wrong there?
Of lots of AIDS. The Indian Journal... There's a reason they come here to be doctors.
It's better.
My doctor's Indian. She's awesome.
Yeah.
I love her. Very loose with a prescription pad. The Indian Journal.
Best kind of doctor.
You know what I'm saying? Dr. Feel Good. Woo! David feels good. The Indian Journal Medical Ethics found that in 2012, there were 75,000 new cases of non-polio acute flaccid paralysis.
47,500.
Fact check. I got the number wrong.
Didn't do the math.
But I somehow pronounced that correctly. That's great. I think my LASIK is wearing. Well, fortunately, I got it off a guy behind a Denny's. So
there you go. There's a warranty.
Yeah. There were 47,500 new cases of non-polio acute flaccid paralysis, directly proportional to doses of oral polio vaccine administered.
Paralysis.
Whatever it is. Did I say paralysis?
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
You seem to get flaccid and oral accurate.
Well, I get a lot
of... It's your lexicon.
I'll tell you what. I happen to be a specialist in flaccid oral.
Oh, no.
It's how I've made my money. Oral flaccid.
Made you the man you are today.
What I like to do is I make it... You know how they have fluffers on sets? I'm the opposite. When it's finished, I make sure I take it down. oral flaccid. It's for me.
This is going viral.
Oh, that was great.
Sorry, that was the sound of oral flaccid. Is it paralysis?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Paralysis.
Yeah. Basically.
Why didn't you save this for Steven?
It's not fair.
We could have talked about 90s movies. I could have talked about New Jack City for an hour.
Oh, dude.
It's a great
such
movie.
A great film.
I know. I'll tell you who didn't have paralysis. Wesley Snipes in New Jack City.
There you go.
It's the Indian Journal of The Indian Journal of Medical Ethics found that in 2012, there were 47,000...
We're going to do it again.
500 new cases of non-polio acute flaccid paralysis.
Boom.
Directly proportional to doses of oral polio vaccine administered.
Nailed it.
Yes. 10 out of 10, man.
Now you're worried.
Well, no, I'm not even worried. I don't care.
No,
I'm not the brains of this operation. I'm not even the brains of me. And the oral polio vaccine was partially funded by Bill Gates Foundation. Mm-hmm. Did you know that, Gerald?
I did. Yes.
Yeah, why don't you read the last part? Thanks for the help.
I'll see what I can do here. Fact checkers have said there's no definitive proof the vaccine caused the cases of paralysis, but even the WHO had to issue a statement about rare cases where NPAFP was caused by vaccines. Another part of the story here we didn't talk about today, but you can go back and read that article, actually says that it's impossible to eradicate polio because it's been synthetically produced. Yeah, thank you. We had a little bit of an overlay here. Now that we know the genetic sequence, you can actually make it whenever you want. And so all of the benefits they said were worth spending the money are now gone. But they've known that for 10 years. Scientists have known it. In that article, it says they've known for 10 years. So it seems like a bit of a sham. So
sham.
Well, that's why they say that Gates said in 2010 during his TED talk, vaccines could help reduce the population by 10 to 15%.
What?
But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Hi, I'm going to murder many of you.
Yes.
Yeah, wait, huh?
He does that speech in his wife's pants.
With vaccines.
I'm slow at math, but that's almost a billion people he thinks vaccines can help eliminate.
Isn't that nice?
That sounds amazing.
And mysterious. I thought vaccines were supposed to be good for your health?
Well, villainous. I'll be honest, they're good for traffic. Because there are a lot of dead people.
Clear up those roads.
True. Well, yeah. It makes it much easier to drive.
Mm. Yeah, but it's a little bumpy.
I'll be honest. Oh, geez. If a billion people were wiped off...
I don't know.
Well, it depends on, I guess, which billion. I don't know.
Well, I think you should be able to pick the billion.
Well, who? You or Bill Gates?
No, me.
Oh, okay. Because Bill would probably pick us.
Don't. I'm way better. Look at him. He's done enough.
It's time for him to rest.
He's the same guy who's like, I'm only leaving my kids millions of dollars because I don't want them to be spoiled. Oh, well.
and that TED talk, he was also talking about birth control too. Yeah. That would be another reason for like limiting the population. It's just weird that he grouped
vaccines in with
birth control and all the other stuff.
Yeah. Oh. It just sounded very odd.
I bet you there's going to be some flipper babies. No?
Vaccines would increase the population, right? You save people from dying and therefore they're not gone from.
That's the idea.
Math is hard for me.
You would think.
Well, unless you're Cuomo.
Well,
and then you're like, stuff them all in that home.
We'll see what happens.
And then he's talking about his secretary's ass. Too much for a PG show? All right.
Well, this has never been a PG show.
Has it not?
It's on the edge.
Somebody say it.
Have you ever seen a flipper baby, Darren?
No.
They're no good.
No, but I remember the twin Stephen talked about with the Star Trek thing. They had that. I guess that's a flipper baby.
Yeah. Can not everybody do this?
Yeah, I can.
I think everybody can do that, right?
I don't know. People said that not everybody can.
I know they're like, this is difficult. And I'm like, it is.
It can't be. Can you guys do this?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, with like the extra knuckle?
Yeah, because I got that.
Oh, that's karate.
Double joining?
That's weird.
If I ever am homeless, I'm just going to walk up to people. You got a dollar. Thinner.
With a skullet? Just cut your hair to
it. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm going to have a skullet, even if I'm not bald.
Dude.
In 10 years, I'm growing a skullet. I'm just going to walk around and be like, what kind of candy does your kid like? I'm just taking a survey. All right, let's talk about this. TikTok is degenerate trash.
Correct.
TikTok is degenerate. It's a degenerate psychological weapon designed to corrupt the youngest generations. TikTok specifically targets the younger generations. In 2020, look at this, 62% of users are between 10 and 29 years old, compared to just 7.1% 50 or older, which are, just watching the ones that are 10. Well, let's be honest. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
There's perverts terrible. On that thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't put photos of my kid online.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's insane.
Well, people are creeps.
Creeps.
Speaking of which, join my OnlyFans page. I put stuff in me you wouldn't believe. It's stuff people... Just mail me whatever you have. I'll see if it fits. OnlyFans, Dave Landau.
It's a segment.
So, what kind...
What? Gotta monetize.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week, someone mailed me an ear. So what kind of videos are your youngest generation watching? Here are a few of the most popular trends and hashtags. Under the hashtag body count, trends... Jeez. Under the hashtag body count, trends encourage teenage girls to have sex with the most guys possible. That's crazy. Friends, you was over me, and they ain't hurting me. You act like you ain't f***ing me. You try to shit on me, they heard that you ain't down for me. You where you wanna be, and this shit ain't no fantasy.
$19 Fortnite card. Who wants it?
No more Fortnite.
The penthouse keys to the trap house. I got keys in the penthouse, G packs in the trap house.
Oh,
it's so trashy, dude.
Yeah.
Why is this a talent?
Oh, it isn't.
Because it isn't.
Oh, right.
It's not.
204.
204 guys.
Wow.
Wow. Her
achievement.
Guys, I gotta go. I've spotted easy. Me a land whore. Arr.
Arr.
Get the booty.
What an awful. Well, her dad's got to be happy.
Yeah.
There's no dad. You think?
No, there's I wouldn't think no so. Dad.
Can't be. Sometimes you got to think there's a dad, but he's all like cucked out.
He's got a skullet.
Yeah, he's probably yeah, does.
Exactly.
But you know, he's the guy who's like, no, it's great, honey.
Yeah.
Hey, it's cool.
It's empowerment.
What's your name, sir?
How are your friends? Sir?
Oh, that's cool. You can have eight guys in your room to study. What are you doing, molecular biology studies?
Yeah. Sir, you're just playing putt-putt.
Playing putt-putt.
Are you guys jumping around? Because the you keep shaking up there.
Can you turn the music down a little? Okay, turn it back up. Turn it back up.
Please, yeah, please do. I didn't know it would just be your moans.
Gosh,
why bother? Like you have, you don't have to do this.
Well, and you know this video,
make
it's
a
not
guy
going anywhere. Your future potential husband, if you ever desire one, is going to be like, hey, I was just scrolling through. I Google searched your name and saw that I'm like guy 275.
Right.
So, bye bye.
Yeah. Say, hun, I was wondering why my crotch itches so badly all the time.
Yeah.
And I scrolled through your TikTok to find that. 206. Wow, that would explain why it's so easy to get in there.
Old Anna there was having a tough time. She had zero. That was mean.
What?
A little shaming.
Anna.
She's a good kid.
Yeah. Just go fishing with dynamite.
Yeah, that's true. She had zero?
Zero.
Yeah, she had zero.
She did
which
have zero.
Good. That's
which
a good
is
score.
Fantastic.
Which is good.
Great
good
job, score. Anna. I hope
well, I mean, she takes pride in herself, I
yes.
Think. Yeah. Either that or guys aren't trying hard enough. Come on, take her out to a movie.
If they were open.
Well, that's true. You can't do that. That's why you can't anymore.
Are there drive-ins anymore?
No.
I don't think there are. Are they?
Yeah.
I'd go to a drive-in.
They're sparse.
I wouldn't do stand-up in one like a lot of people do. It's the worst thing ever. There's pro-abortion trends, too, that go viral under the hashtag Yeetus the Fetus and abortion check.
You be having me on that sweet shit. You got my heart, got my mind.
Ruel, stop playing.
Throw that ass in the circle.
This is so terrible.
What is this? Come on, no. Excuse me, could you not film in here?
I get to kill another baby.
Who?
Wow.
Who impregnated her? I'd like to know.
Well, a guy who didn't have to do much convincing.
There are people that I just disagree with that have really bad ideas. Maybe they're misinformed. Right, and then there are people that are absolutely evil.
That's another level.
These people, that's another level.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, nobody's
celebrating it.
Nobody's beyond redemption in my mind. I really and truly believe that. But in this case, right now, not much different from Satan.
Well, dark.
Yeah, there's a difference between getting an abortion and celebrating getting an abortion.
And crying over being happy that you're going to be able to do it.
Well, I saw one video, too, when we were watching a couple of these the other day, because I had to look. And it was like, you're videotaping people that are in there crying, and then like you blur out their faces, but it's like, you'd have no right to videotape a personal moment inside of a doctor's office like that. And you have no idea why they're there. You don't know if there was rape or you don't know any of that stuff. But this one's just like, blasted in me.
But it's allowed to stand, you know, and shows like this and, you know, ideas, the arena of ideas is always attacked. But that kind of thing is allowed to exist.
It's progressive.
It's a proactive glorification of killing. You know, it's
disgraceful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of more on the nose than just like pure Satan, because Satan's the deceiver, right? Like that, there was no deception there. That girl said, "I'm going to kill a baby."
That was
her goal.
That's not saying, "Oh, this isn't a baby. This isn't a life. I'm going to go take care of this." She said, "Kill a baby."
Oh, yeah.
Satan blushed.
She's the next Kathy Griffin.
Jeez,
that's true.
And they do it for likes.
Except she's already funnier.
They do. That's you're right. You know, they're trying to be.
They're trolling for likes. That's what they want.
Exactly. But it's just this message that your kids out there, remember, 10 to, what was it, 29, 10 to 19, whatever the number was that we quoted earlier. 10-year-olds looking at this. Remember that.
That's what I mean. Like, that's really not appropriate to be
out there
for kids.
Yeah. No filter.
It's just, it's a serious thing. And if you want people to take it seriously and you want to keep the ability to have abortions, then maybe you shouldn't treat it like that.
Yeah, because does this look like safe, legal, and rare to you? Is this the pitch we were told?
No.
Yeah. No, I didn't think so.
And again, it's something they couldn't have predicted. The social media thing with fame having to come first, not being good at something, having a talent, being excellent, and then fame as a result. No, we go for fame first with whatever we can shock people with. Or
It
knows no bounds.
Amazing. What's strange, though, is everything is offensive now except for stuff that's actually offensive.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me the most about the society we're living in.
That's true.
It's like you make a joke. It's like, oh my, can you believe what he said? They just did a 7+1 where they mentioned swimming. But then this one's like, I want to kill a baby. And you're like, that's brave.
And you're like, yes.
That's very good.
Good job.
Need to promote
that's
that.
Cool. The most defenseless. Is there anything more defenseless you can hurt?
Man.
Yeah.
Than deliberate. I mean, deliberately. It's not an easy choice for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So don't make it into something that's so, it just disgusts me. By the way, can anybody put up my phone number? two famous TikTok users, Abortion Queen.
Jeez.
Wow. I don't mean
see,
to
it's
laugh.
The likes.
It just hurts so much that I don't know what else to do. Abortion Queen. Shouldn't you not be allowed to get any more abortions if you're the queen of it? And Abortion Counselor. Create fake abortion videos just to go viral, but still give medical advice.
Mm. We'll take it from anybody these days. Anywhere we can get medical advice.
Well, you want to get it from anybody except doctors.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's that.
That's
Bill Gates.
Just make sure don't listen to doctors from Oxford or Stanford.
Yeah, those don't
Harvard.
Count.
They're simply trying to push a right-wing evil agenda.
That's true.
And but here's, however, Abortion Queen on what vitamins you should take.
Yes.
What's her take on masks? I'll tell you what she doesn't cover with one. Amelia Bonow, founder of the group Shout Your Abortion, even hired user Abortion Counselor to normalize abortion through a larger TikTok presence.
$19 Fortnite card. Who wants it?
No.
And it's not your fault, I can't be what you need. Baby, angels like you can't fly down here with me.
I'll keep the picture saved in a safe place. Wow, I look so weird here, my face has changed.
I'm no doctor, but if you walk into a room and see somebody up in the stirrups lip syncing, make them leave.
Yeah.
Call for a psych consult.
You get nothing.
Oh, that's what she wants, though.
I hope she never, ever decides to bring a child into the
room. Oh, absolutely.
I want you to stick with your decision, honey. We don't need that one.
No,
leave the pill next time.
Don't get me wrong. The kid lucked out. Bonow defended her decision.
No, she writes.
Jeez.
Bonow defended her decision to hire Abortion Counselor, saying the idea that abortion is always serious and sad. Wow, this is just absurd. All right. The idea that the abortion is always, that an abortion is always serious and sad thing is antiquated. We can talk about abortion however we want. It doesn't always have to be heavy. Sometimes it's hilarious. Well, you know what? I agree with you on that one.
It's never hilarious.
Wow, that's...
That's unbelievable.
Good, so this is what the kids watch.
Hmm.
Yep.
I thought it was bad that my kid was watching videos of some kid opening toys all the time. Have you ever seen that kid?
Oh, yeah, they absolutely
Ryan.
Do that.
Yeah, that Ryan's
Bastard.
World. Yeah,
yeah,
it's just like, look what I have. I have everything, and you
makes
don't.
So much money, it's insane.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah. He's like one of the top three, I want to say, on YouTube.
YouTuber?
It's insane.
Wow. Yeah, because his parents had him open a video or whatever.
Toys. You know, and I thought it couldn't get any worse than the, you know, dildo or penis video that we saw on YouTube.
He's only opened a couple of those.
Yeah.
It's called Ryan's Ruined Birthday Party.
Oh.
Or Jeffrey Epstein Saturday night.
That's it.
All right.
Bill Gates' annual trip.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. He just jumped on a plane with Epstein. Okay, got it. No.
Yeah, that's
cannot
fun.
Confirm that. That's not news. Yeah,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
You know, other countries have actually shared USA's concerns. TikTok is a concern to the U.S. We know that. But the FCC fined TikTok $5.7 million for illegally collecting data from children under 13. Oh, that's good.
Yay.
Yeah, that's slap a on the big, wrist. Big fine.
Ugh. But other countries share similar concerns. India banned TikTok for exposing teens to sexual predators, porn, and national security threats. Good. Oh, remember that joke I made earlier?
Yep. Mm.
Turns out it's right. Who knew?
Wasn't a joke. It was real.
Yeah, I wasn't shocked, though. The UK investigated TikTok for illegally selling children's data, as we just showed. And Australia, Japan, Turkey, Indonesia, and Pakistan have all expressed similar concerns over TikTok security issues and obscene content.
Unbelievable.
Sharing is caring. TikTok is a national security threat. TikTok was banned by the U.S. Army and Navy because of its national security risks. Do you guys know that?
I did.
Liking what I'm hearing.
What are those risks, Dave?
Well, so what are they? TikTok works with Chinese Communist Party to spread propaganda about the, take this word.
Uyghurs.
Is that
Uyghur
right?
Muslim
Uyghur. Yeah.
Population. Uyghur Muslim genocide.
Do you Uyghur?
You know, when I was in high school, I was a bit of a Uyghur.
That's well,
a difference.
I was too different. I was going to correct you, but I won't.
No, don't.
Is that wrong?
Don't,
no?
don't
correct him.
I was more of a Uyghur Islam.
Islam.
The FCC fined TikTok for that's unbelievable. And here's some of the information. Sorry, let's go back up.
It's some of the info that they
you can't there spin it. And here's just some of the information. TikTok stores. You guys ready for this? Your name, your age, your email, your phone number, your location, any user's generated content, your photos and videos, your phone model, your keystroke rhythms and typing, what you watch and comment on. All the data they have can and will be used in cyber warfare.
Wait,
here's a photo
Google?
Of TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, that's apropos,
okay.
ByteDance, based in Beijing, holding the communist flag.
Yay.
Wow.
By the way, in order to combat this degeneracy on the front lines, we have our own TikTok.
Go follow.
There
follow.
It is.
Yeah.
Do it. Go to TikTok. Sign up. Is this really the best thing to promote after we just told them all the info they steal?
Probably not.
Yeah, you hear the helicopters are coming in.
Guys, they take everything that you do online. Please go to our TikTok page and sign up.
Look, this is one of the things that Donald Trump, no matter what you think about him, had right when he banned TikTok for a little while.
He tried to make it sound ridiculous, but like,
yeah, no, it was absolutely wonderful. Yeah, and I think he was saying that they had to, they ended up partnering, I think, with a company in the United States. So somebody that was here, right, to be able to get it back on board. Or I don't understand why we put no filters on these, but those kids walk up to any theater that's open and try to buy a ticket for an R-rated movie, they're turned away.
Yeah.
But here, they can get access to whatever they want. Now, I know parenting has to come into play, but this is insane. Like, having this kind of stuff available for kids and not doing any content regulation on it, insane.
Well, I mean, they could just go to a Tyler Perry movie and see an abortion.
See what you did.
Get it? Because the movies aren't very good.
They're so bad.
Because they're so awful.
They're bad.
Boo to Ghost Baby. All right.
Oh.
oh my God. No, you're right, though. I mean, Trump was right about that. And I don't care. Yeah. It's just.
That's insane.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's even worse that people will put those videos up. Like, let's just say that you're doing it for likes. You said that, Quarter Black, right? They're just chasing likes. Yeah. Why would you make that your cause? Like, this is what I'm going to do. Either A, show you how much of a slut I am. And I'm sorry, I think that is slutty behavior. And if you don't like my terminology on it, I really don't care.
You're right.
I'm going to be a slut out in public. I'm going to show you that I have no value as a human being whatsoever other than giving guys pleasure. And I'm going to tell you how many times I've done it. And no one will ever respect me again for the rest of my life. Yes, sign me up for that. That's what these girls are basically doing. Or they're going, hey, I've got a baby in my stomach. I'd like to climb up a door and put so much pressure on it that it dies. That's what I want to be known for.
I just want to thank you for at least a dozen new sound bites.
Yeah.
I'm a slut.
Oh, this is Gerald. I'm a slut. I'm a slut. I'm a slut.
I'm a slut. I'm a slut.
We need the GIF.
Do you remember the DJ Assault? He was from Detroit. Ass and titties.
No,
ass,
I don't.
Ass, titties. You never went to a rave?
No, I did not, actually.
Why?
I was never invited because I danced like Bill Gates.
Oh, can you imagine you're at a not rave anymore. Just rolling on ecstasy? Do it, yeah.
Like, find the beat. Find
big
the beat.
Booty.
I always
bitches.
Try to start the slow clap, and it never works.
I always do try to start the slow clap when planes land, but nobody does it anymore. Like, everybody just
because
looks at me like...
Because you fly Spirit Airlines. You're surprised you made it to the ground in one piece.
That is true. That's true. Many of them have flippers and can't collapse.
Aww.
These are facts.
Did you fly Spirit again this week?
No. Okay. No, not this week. I took a little plane called Delta.
I don't know
if you've heard of it.
Delta.
I went on a little plane called Allegiant. I slept in the airport.
Ah.
No, I'm kidding. They do that a lot, though. They cancel a flight.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I hear.
And you're hunkered down for the night on a bench.
Allegedly. Yeah, you're hungry. I just see a lot of people in line with sleeping bags angry. I'm like, I don't ever want to do that. It looks like you're waiting for tickets for U2 in the mid-90s. Which, by the way, I'm going to say it. U2 sucks.
Yep.
They suck. They're the most overrated band ever.
They're like CNN. Wow. They get the freebie.
So bad.
They're automatically installed in every iPhone. And
I was so mad about that. It's like, we gave you a free U2 album, and it's like, why would you
even delete it?
Yeah, did I ask for this?
Did you like them at all when they first?
No.
No. So all the way back, you hated them.
I never liked U2.
I thought they had some good songs.
Did you? I bet you did.
Yeah, thank you. I also like Coldplay, though, so I have,
You know what?
Taste in music.
I like some Coldplay songs.
Yeah,
I'll admit
better
it.
Than U2.
People don't like Coldplay because in 40-year-old Virgin, they make fun of Coldplay.
They do, I know. Track lighting and Coldplay.
But nobody had that big of a problem before.
And I had track lighting and listened to Coldplay at the time. I wonder why I was single so long.
I don't know.
Just sending the wrong message, I guess.
That's true. That's why he likes wine so much.
Gosh, I'm screwed.
Tutti frutti.
Thank God I'm married.
Oh, what's his name? All right, let's
so.
Hey, I'm kidding. You know that dinner invitation to our house canceled?
Why?
Gone.
But I'm gonna eat so much.
I love the food.
Do you mind if I bring my date, Abortion Queen?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I'm Abortion King on there, and that's just because it was the only handle left. Ladies and gentlemen, comment. We're going to be heading out, but please, buy shirts. Go to DaveLandau.com.
Do it.
See me at the Toledo Funny Bone coming up in 2 weeks. Yeah. I have other dates at DaveLandau.com. People always ask me, Dave, are you going to be in this place? And I'm always thinking, there's a website.
A Google search would show you.
It's where you go to find out where you'll be.
It honestly is. Whenever anybody asks, I'm like, I should check out my website. I want to thank everybody also that came out to Virginia Beach last week. That was really cool. You sold out every single show. It makes me feel kind of warm here to see all the Crowder fans.
Somebody likes you.
They're pretty good people.
Yeah, because I don't like me. But I'm the genuine.
I'm going to see you when you show up near. We won't say where because I don't want people to know, but we're going.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
I'll be in Texas.
Yeah. I'll be in Houston.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be in Addison coming up June 2nd
Where's
and 3rd.
Big audience is there.
I don't even know where
that is. Addison, I think, is outside.
A suburb somewhere. Maybe.
I don't know. It's just a word they used instead of just saying the bigger city, which would have been helpful. For me, so I could tell you where it is. And then Houston is in the suburb of Houston. Porque? I don't know what that means.
No.
All right. Piss off, YouTube.